Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mike Vaccara is the Washington Bureau Chief at News Nation, covering the convention in Chicago for the country on News Nation. What did you think of yesterday? What are the highlights or lowlights this time, Mike?
Well, and good morning to you, John. The Obamas had the crowd spellbound, as you might expect. I thought particularly Michelle Obama, really, I've never seen her hold forth like that. One thing that crosses my mind, and obviously we're talking about the former first lady and president of the United States, but you know, I'm sort of the back of the hall. I'm elevated a little bit, and I'm overlooking all of this. And there are 20,000 people that are enraptured by this. And to walk out on that stage and know that there are tens of millions of people watching on television around the world, and a hall that's hanging on your every word. Can you imagine the pressure? Anyway, those are the thoughts that go through my head as I'm sitting there witnessing all this each night. They continue to walk this line, do the Democrats. Obviously, these are the stars of the party. And unlike what the Republicans did last year, there were very few big, bold-faced names and no formers there speaking to the crowd. This time, the Democrats, in part because it's important for them to project this unity, to fire up the base and all aspects of the party, to bring in the stars, the bold-faced names, the people that are adored by a majority in the party, at least. To that extent, it was a success, notwithstanding the nitpick that they did go over 11 o'clock Eastern time a little bit. But you know, I don't think anybody's going to worry about that too much at this point.
Well, they didn't have Joe Biden giving an hour-long speech at the end. And frankly, it wasn't Joe Biden's fault that everybody before him went long.
No, that was not his fault.
It was just bad management.
It was. And they started 45 minutes earlier last night, and they'll do it again tonight at 5:30 Central time. But they still didn't have the former president, President Obama, walk out on the stage until about 10:01 last night. So notwithstanding all of that, and I thought one of the more important speeches as well was the Doug Emhoff speech, the second gentleman's speech, because obviously he doesn't have the ability to fire people up just by walking on the stage. But he, you know, the references that he made, his family life, he sort of opened up a little bit about his history, his first marriage, the fact that his first wife is very close to Kamala Harris and his family, and she was sitting there with them. The fact that his son introduced them, it sort of very, very much humanized him and introduced him to, you know, the vast majority of Americans that have never heard him speak. So I would say that, you know, the Democrats are putting on their show, and as of right now, they're succeeding in what they're trying to do.
Well, I'll echo what you said about Michelle and Barack Obama. We knew that they would give good speeches. They're great speech givers, and we've heard Michelle speak before. But it's been a while since we've seen her do that.
Yes.
And wow, was that just powerful. Both speeches so beautifully written, and they both just nailed it. And you're right, the adulation. There were some cutaways that the networks were showing of the people in the crowd, and they just captured such...
spellbound.
Touching moments, a tear in an eye, or somebody just leaning into every word. And I'll have to conjure up in my mind the memory of what happened at the RNC. I'm sure there were those scenes, but it's fresh on my mind now. And the Obamas held sway. I'm like, oh, wait, we should run these people again. I don't know. Find a way for Michelle to get on a ticket, because she could run if she wanted to.
Well, there was talk of that. Of course. I'm not sure if she ever seriously considered it, but obviously there was talk about it.
Hey, what are you thinking of Chicago then? So I know you're at the United Center, God bless you, but we have this whole big city here. Have you had a chance to take in any places to eat or see or do in Chicago this week?
I have been, I think I mentioned this yesterday, I've been incredibly impressed. It's just a gleaming, beautiful city. And I snuck off the first morning I was here last week to do the architecture tour, and that blew my mind. Yeah. A wonderful woman who was the guide named Courtney, who was fun and into it and knowledgeable, and I didn't know half the stuff that she...
Those docents are great, and they don't get paid. That's all volunteer for them.
Is that right?
They don't even take tips. Depending on which one you're on, the Architecture Foundation, you're not even supposed to tip them. So that's a real love of the city that you're listening to when you're on that boat.
Oh, yeah, and it really came through. And she did accept tips, and I'm normally such a tightwad, I wouldn't tip in that situation. But I did.
Thank you, sir.
I'll give her a tip.
Thank you. Thank you. What else? Anything else jump to mind?
In terms of the city, I do because I don't want to deal with the crowds and everything. I get one of those bike shares, and I pedal out from the Magnificent Mile out to the United Center and back each night. And
oh, really? You're on a divvy bike going to and from the United Center?
I am. People think I'm weird. My colleagues think I'm a little odd, but I think
it's more than that. I mean, that honestly, that almost sounds dangerous, but I'm sure you noticed as well as I did. Oh, my God, the police force in this town right now.
I have not felt anything close. And I know the rep that Chicago has. I have not felt anything close to that. And obviously that everybody is on. The city may have been scrubbed clean for all I know. And the police are obviously out in force. And notwithstanding some of the protests that we had last night, which, you know, there was a more than significant police presence. And we did do a little split screen on News Nation last night with some of the protests that were happening down around the Union Station in that area, a couple miles east of United Center. But thanks for telling me. I had no idea I was pedaling through dangerous territory.
Well, yeah, that would be a place that I would be careful if it was midnight and I was riding a bicycle over there. One would maybe try and find other means of transportation. I noticed, though, downtown, and I'm sure they were at the United Center, large gatherings of Capitol Police from Washington, D.C. were here.
Oh, yeah.
And there were a couple of what looked like swift boats motoring up and down the Chicago River with maybe 10 or 15 camouflage gunned up officers. I don't know who they represented, but you never see that, of course, but it was everywhere.
And just like the Republican convention in Milwaukee, there were people from Miami police, Tulsa, Oklahoma. They're from all over the place. It's a massive undertaking, all overseen by the Secret Service when it's designated a national security event as this is.
I see. All right. Listen, keep doing what you're doing, Mike. We'll watch you on TV. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, okay?
All right. Thanks, John.
Mike Vaccara is the Washington Bureau Chief at News Nation.